to read the article, everyone. I don't know, pretty short. I'll go ahead and read it here. This is about Tony Hsieh. That's how you pronounce his name. Anyway, I'll get us up to speed on what's going on. He titled the book he wrote in 2010 about the lessons he learned from business and life, delivering happiness. But in the months preceding his death in late November, Tony Hsieh, pronounced Hsieh, appeared to be anything but happy. Hsieh, the visionary entrepreneur behind Zappos, was 46 when he died from injuries sustained in a house fire. In August, the singer Jewel, who performs under the name Jewel, Hsieh's longtime friend, warned bluntly in a note, "I need to tell you that I don't think you are doing well in you are well and in your right mind. I think you are taking too many drugs that cause you to disassociate." She added, "The people you are surrounding yourself with are either ignorant or willing to be complicit in killing you, yourself." Wow. Ooh. Up until this last year, Hsieh's life was marked by success, fostering human connection and profitability, and making others feel comfortable, secure, and even happy shopping on the internet. He sold his first company, Link Exchange, an online advertising network, to Microsoft in 1998 for $265 million. He is about 25 years old. Sold the company for $265 million. And it goes on to talk about his ethos of having happy customers and happy workers. This is something he really believed in. According to family and friends, the past year, Hsieh's life began to go off the rails, especially as the COVID-19 restrictions on society stifled the nonstop action he seemed to need. Hsieh began to struggle with depression and addiction, those around him said. He also appeared to have issues with loneliness, though he was seldom actually alone. In fact, after he recently moved to Park City, Utah, he paid friends and acquaintances to move there as well, where he filled his 17,000-square-foot mansion with social gatherings and performances by well-known musicians. The trouble, according to Forbes, was that the people he surrounded himself with in the last year were yes people, individuals who wouldn't challenge him on his self-destructive behavior as he began drinking more heavily and sank deeper into addiction, notably to nitrous oxide. So, and then applying the story, and then we'll get to our questions here. It is not our place to judge Tony Hsieh, especially as it appears that mental illness was a factor in his personal decline over the last year. But his story may bring to mind people we have known whose end is marked by what seems to us as preventable tragedy. So our thoughts turn to consideration of how God looks upon such individuals and how important it is for all of us to have people who will tell us when we are engaging in self-destructive behavior. Okay. That's kind of the point, is do we have people around us that can maybe speak to us and challenge us? So 40 seconds and do an exercise. Actually, this is something maybe Rick and Kathy participated in that I was privileged to participate in with something that we're doing at Peace. I'd like to just roadmap the people you're connecting with right now. We call these people are people of peace. I just want you to think about, I won't go into all the categories. I actually went through this exercise myself, and I think Rick and Kathy did as well, but it really helped me to think about, it really helped me to think about the people I was connecting with. So if you just draw a circle, on the top of the circle, go ahead and put down those family members that you're connecting with on a regular basis. Just name them. You know, for me, that's Alicia, Miles, Kaya, and Claire. I'm going to make you share. And then if you go to about 10.
Hello, Pastor.
Hi, Dan. Good to see you.
Hi.
Great seeing you.
Yeah. So we're doing doing a little exercise here. It's called mapping our friends of peace, our people of peace. So we're just drawing a circle. On the top of your circle, you're listing your family, those that you're actively engaging with these days, and that could be Zoom. And then, you know, say at 9 or 10 o'clock on that circle, where 9 or 10 o'clock is, let's put down, you know, maybe the people we engage with at work, or we have more, go ahead and write down names. And then down at 6 o'clock, you know, maybe people at church that you're connecting with, that you like to talk with. Again, we're not going to ask you to share names. And then at 3 o'clock, anyone else that you connect with on a regular basis.
That's definitely good.
It was really helpful for me to do this exercise because I intentionally thought about, wow, these are the people I'm connecting with. And I'd never really thought about it, but here it is. So sometimes we don't think about that, but this is kind of a spiritual exercise, actually, because we're finding out who God has placed around us to care for and to connect with and listen to. That's going to come up in our discussion today. All right. Our first question from Wired Word is this one. Who, if anyone, have you drift away or fall away from their successes and end in personal tragedy, like Tony Hsieh? How did it make you feel? What, if anything, did it make, did it make you resolve about yourself? Can you think of anyone like Tony Hsieh that just kind of, I'm out, or given to self-destructive behavior? Any stories about that?
I had a coworker, actually a boss, who very suddenly committed suicide. And no one who worked with him and for him had any clue.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Bob.
I guess I wanted to add to Bob's in that he was probably the most respected person that Bob ever worked for. I know he shared with me all the time how ethical and moral
and honest that he was.
Yeah, he had such an integrity about him.
How did
I was angry at him for years. I was angry at him for years afterwards, and still kind of am.
That's what you feel after death sometimes, of a loved one. I was angry with my brother.
The person I thought of kind of is similar to Bob's story that popped into my mind. I had a couple that I wrote down. One was someone in the community in this area that also, if you knew them just on the outside, you'd think, wow, successful. Wow, just someone that you'd want to emulate in all that they do. And on a whim, they tried to harm themselves, and nobody else knew about it. And they ended up, they're not a member of our church, but they ended up coming to our church. And in a moment of kind of just, I've got to share with someone, just shared that they were on the verge of suicide. So it shocked me. I felt like I kept thinking, what were the signs? How could you have, you know, seen this? And there really were no signs. It was just, you never would have guessed it would be that person. Anybody else?
Who's dancing?
Okay.